A year or two ago, in the depths of the recession, there were too many workers chasing too few jobs. But Joe Youngs thinks that may be changing.
It's been an employer's market for a while now. Now it's kind of turning around to be a job seeker's market, where job seekers are more and more now being able to make choices.
Youngs works for the Central Ohio Workforce Investment Corporation. Its task is to match jobless people with job openings. 2 years ago, she says, her agency had to take the initiative, calling out to companies and trying to find job openings for the unemployed who come to Cowick Center in Columbus. Now, she says, it's sometimes the companies taking the initiative to call the center, asking for people to fill openings.
And in large numbers. I mean, the average number of folks that they're looking for normally is about 50 to 100 folks.
They come in here and say, can you round up 50 people? We need them in a week.
Or less. There's been times that, as I mentioned, that employers have needed folks the next day. Manufacturing positions, production positions, logistics positions, IT, health care. It's a full range. It's really encouraging. Opportunities that are opening up for folks with little or no experience on up to professionals.
This kind of shift could be good news for jobless people like Karen Brown, but so far it hasn't been.
Pretty much anything. I'm pretty desperate right now. I'm looking for manufacturing jobs or pretty much general labor. I'm just looking for anything. I'm just open for anything.
Nobody's hiring in those fields?
I put an application through the internet, and I haven't gotten a response yet. So, like I said, I've been out of work for 4 months, and I've been looking for approximately 3 months, so no.
Are you discouraged?
Yes, sometimes I am.
You have a high school diploma?
Yes.
Are you finding that's not enough these days?
Right, it's not enough. And it's important to go back to school. Education is so important. I didn't realize that back then, but I do now. Because it was easier to find a job coming out of high school in 1980 than it is today.
Another unemployed Ohioan sounds more upbeat about the possibility of finding a job.
I mean, I'm very optimistic. I really and truly believe that I'm going to get a position.
Gwendolyn Fleet used to work in banks and in customer relations. The Cowick Center helped her find a job after she was unemployed for 9 months. Now that job has evaporated, but she's not giving up.
My last day was last Friday, so I was here, back here Monday, looking for leads so that I can possibly get another placement.
You're not wasting any time.
Not at all. It's not much time to waste out here. There are so few jobs. And I need one.
The center that Gwendolyn Fleet is taking advantage of offers referrals to job training programs, resume writing advice, telephones, and computers so jobless Ohioans can search for openings over the internet. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio, Statehouse News Bureau.